The National Museum of African American History and Culture opens Saturday, September 24th. What began years ago as legislation under then-President George W. Bush will soon be the newest addition to the Smithsonian Institution in Washington. VOA's Arash Arabasadi was invited to the new museum before it officially opened to the public. June Sims has his report.
What we want is a museum that uses the past to help you understand the world you're living in.
That is Lonnie Bunch III. He serves as curator of the Smithsonian Museum of African American History and Culture.
This is your story, regardless of who you are. That this is the story that tells you about your own family's struggle of freedom or citizenship.
Civil rights activist Jesse Jackson, a former presidential candidate, describes the power of the new museum.
It reshuffles the deck of American history. It's revolutionary.
The story starts with the slave trade that forcibly brought Africans on a long, difficult journey to North America. Jackson notes that African Americans have faced many struggles in the United States.
We built the country, and we were enslaved for 246 years, which means that we were enslaved longer than we have been free.
People visiting the new museum can see an early 1800s slave home. The Smithsonian's Nancy Burkaw describes the living conditions.
It would have been pretty unbearable living within this cabin. If you've ever been down to the South Carolina Lowcountry, you'll know that it's very heavy with mosquitoes and bugs. It's very hot. When we collected the cabin, snakes came out of the cabin.
The museum also has reminders of the Jim Crow laws in the southern states. Those laws effectively enforced racial separation and remained in effect into the 1960s. Supporters described the legal policies as separate but equal. But in truth, everything was better for whites. Richard Curran, undersecretary of the Smithsonian Institution, provides an example.
If you were white, you bought your ticket, you walked into this rail car and you sat in the white section. The white section was a lot nicer than the black section.
The museum exhibit flows through time, from slavery to Jim Crow, to the civil rights movement and modern times. There are some areas dedicated to music and entertainment, as well as to sports. Jesse Jackson noted that equality ruled in sports when members of all races were finally permitted to compete.
Whenever the playing field is even and the rules are public, the goals are clear, referees are fair, and the score is transparent, we can make it.
The struggle for civil rights for African Americans served as a model, says Smithsonian official John Whittington Franklin.
African Americans paved the way through their strategies to assist other groups seeking equality.
President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle are to take part in the opening ceremony at the African American History and Culture Museum. I'm June Sims.